Thank you for calling customer support. I'm your supervisor. How can I assist you today? And Terry's my name.
Okay, I was transferred to you in regards to a fraudulent charge that was just placed on my credit card. And Landmark Credit Union notified me, and I called them, and they gave me this number, and they said, have my credit card removed from your website or database or whatever, that I did not authorize that charge.
Okay, sir, if you give me just a brief moment, I have to get the account pulled up so I can see why they're charging and what it's about, okay? Give me just a brief moment. Can I get your full name, sir?
Jeffrey Blaha.
Yes, Mr. Raha, can I get you to verify your address for me?
3252 South 108th Street, number 5, and that's Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53227.
Yes, sir. Is the email address shalakokid@yahoo.com?
That's correct.
Phone number 414-467-6612?
Correct.
Did you place any entries for maybe like a contest?
That's exactly what it was.
Okay. Did you get a chance to read about their meal plan that they'll put you on, sir?
It wasn't about a meal plan.
Okay.
But it was through notification from Walmart that I won a prize or whatever, and you had to do a quick survey, and as a result of the survey, you had a choice of different rewards. So you click on that reward, but you had to pay a $4.95 shipping fee that you had to pay by credit card. So that's how they duped me or scammed me. They made me think I was paying a shipping charge, but now this meal balance crap. I didn't do that.
Yes, sir. The meal balance came along with the contest when you put in for the contest. I do truly apologize. It probably had some information at the bottom. I know a lot of people don't pay attention to that small writing at the bottom, but it usually lets you know that you could get a meal plan, like something to help you plan for if you need supercharge, more energy, or foods that just will help lower your cholesterol or stuff like that.
Right.
That's what it is at this time. So I take it that it really wouldn't be fraudulent, because if it's fraudulent, I have to put in for investigation. But it is something that you did for a contest, and they end up putting you in for the meal plan. Would I be correct?
That's possibly what happened.
Okay. I can still help you update this count at this time. Before let me completely update it, I do have to let you know they are offering that meal plan for a $19.85 if you would like.
No.
Oh, I should say $19.85 off. That would bring it to $20 a month.
Nope.
If you would like. Okay.
Nope.
If that's okay, well, with that being declined, I can go ahead and get you canceled out, so that way you won't get charged anything else for that meal plan, okay? And it looked like, let me make sure, it was done today, so I can go ahead and do a customer courtesy full refund back on that charge.
Okay, and how can I be assured that this won't happen for something else?
Well, once I get it done, sir, I'm going to give you that refund cancellation number. They're not going to charge you anything else. They only charged you because you put in that entry for that cell phone, which is with that meal plan offer. And like I said, I do know a lot of people probably don't read the small print at the bottom that informs them about it. But once we get you canceled out, they can't charge or ship anything else out.
Okay, now you just said something about put an order in for a cell phone?
Well, it was a contest entry. I know some people do it for like an iPhone entry. Yours
no,
just show here that it was a contest entry. That's all.
Right. Okay. Okay. But I guess what I'm asking, now that whoever has my information, how do I know this isn't going to happen in the future for something I didn't authorize?
Well, this company here, once we cancel it out, they can't charge you for anything else, sir. They can't charge you for anything else. What happens is your account go dormant, and then within 6 months, it deletes from their system.
And
all
no
they
way.
Have at this time is the last four of the card, so they're not going to be charging anything else.
Well, they don't have the expiration date or that validation code or anything?
I know. All I see is the last four on the card.
Okay.
If you give me just a brief moment, I'm going to get that canceled out. I'm going to give you that number. This should verify if the charge of the $39.85 has not left your account, it should stay in your account. Okay? If it has already been deducted, it will be put back within the next 3 to 5 business days.
Okay.
Okay, give me just a brief moment to get that for you, and I'm going to get that number for you.
All right.
Thank you. Let's see here. All right, sir, if you have a pen and paper, I do have that refund cancellation number for you.
Okay.
It is R as in refund. 2-5-2. Not the 6. I do apologize.
Okay. I have R.
Mm-hmm.
R-919. And then 2-5.
6.
2-5-6.
2-5-2. Okay. I know. I messed you up. I do truly apologize. It is going to be R as in refund. 919-256-252.
252. Okay.
All right. You should get a customer courtesy email as well, sir, verifying that you are canceled and that you have a refund or a voided charge for the $39.85, okay?
Okay. Well, I guess it, bottom line, don't get involved in any of that shit anymore because it came from a Walmart website and it looked legit, so I guess it's not.
I would advise anything you see online that you want to do and they're offering to you, you might want to make sure you go to the main website of that company and take a look at their terms and conditions and what they offer. Okay. All right. Is there anything else that I could do for you today, sir?
No, that's fine.
All right. Well, I do want to thank you for calling customer support, and you have a great day, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye.